It's just about a minute after 8 o'clock. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of the Mornings with Ed show. We've been talking about it for weeks and whether or not Orange County actually needs a new jail. As we mentioned earlier, the Orange County Board of Supervisors plans to spend $350 million at least to expand the music facility in Irvine. And when speaking with the mayor a couple of weeks ago, we'd made mention of this. We're now going to get that entire thing, the system of incarceration in Orange County, broken down by Sarah Kahn. Sarah Kahn is a seasoned pro bono third-year law student at University of California, Irvine, who is providing an X-ray look at the incarceration system in Orange County for us this morning. She's also on a Zoom meeting tomorrow with the Laguna Beach Democratic Club. We welcome with us this morning Sarah Kahn. Thank you for being here this morning.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Delighted to have you here. So let me give you our local situation and how it pertains to what I learned about this in the last couple of weeks. We were speaking with the mayor about an issue we have here in South Laguna Beach with Mission Hospital, in that the sheriff's department has been dropping off psych ward patients, and due to discharge mishaps or just whatever, we're not really sure at this point. On occasion, we have these people wandering through the neighborhoods. It's not safe for them. First, it's not safe for, you know, residents of the neighborhoods. And when I heard that the Orange County Sheriff's Department had planned to open a mental health jail in Irvine, I thought, oh, okay, that'll alleviate some of the pressure from us. Because I figured, well, they're going to have mental health professionals and it'll be, you know, it'll be a mental health facility. That's not the case, is it?
Right. The problem is definitely, I think it's a problem they're trying to fix. So folks definitely need more mental health care and they need somewhere to go. I believe that we need to be investing in permanent supportive housing, in community-based care and treatment. When folks do get incarcerated, often their health insurance lapses, their continuum of care is interrupted, they lose access to their provider, and incarceration is an extremely traumatizing experience. So people are often being released. As you're mentioning, the discharge from hospitals, that's even worse when you're coming out of jail. Often you're let out at 2 a.m. with no, you know, money, just your clothes and no plan from there. So folks really need a long-term treatment plan that can keep them in the community, keep them supported, make sure they have housing. And that's what's going to really keep folks at home and not in that situation where they're wandering the streets or in danger for the long run.
Right. Right, because first of all, the county jail is not in a very safe spot. If you get released at 2 a.m, you're on your own. You're walking home. So when the sheriff's department says that the new place would be a mental health jail, what do you think their definition of mental health jail is?
That's a great question. I know that several hundred of the beds, are going to be reserved for folks with mental health needs. I just don't believe that jail is the best place to provide a solution to those mental health needs. I know that they are trying to address the fact, Sheriff Barnes has said a few times that our jails are the de facto mental health institution of Orange County, and I think that's true. We have very long wait lists for residential treatment and almost no access to housing. So I believe that he is trying to solve that problem. I think people need to be at home. Care cannot happen in a cell. So lots of studies show that people decompensate in jail environments. It's isolating. It can be violent and dangerous, and people lose contact with their provider. So a jail is just not the right space to try to provide treatment or stabilize someone.
Okay. And am I crazy when I say that the current jail population is at a historic low as we speak this morning?
That's absolutely true. So due to the COVID litigation and the pressure to have some early releases and to do more cite and release instead of arrest and bring into pretrial detention, our jail population is now down to around 3,200. And adding these music beds to the existing beds will bring it up over 7,500. And that's really jail beds that we don't need. We need hospital beds. We need beds at home. We don't need more jail beds.
Okay, well, let me put a budget on your desk now then. If I gave you the same $350,000 to expand the music facility, where specifically would you be targeting? What kind of things would you target specifically?
I think those two things are what I believe are priorities in Orange County. So there's extremely long wait lists for treatment and for housing, and I would love to see accessible, permanent, supportive housing for folks, enough housing that people can actually live with access to treatment, as well as community-based care, so decentralized mental health treatment centers that are in the community and that are serving the community that they're in. So not necessarily these large hospitals, but smaller community-based treatment, outpatient treatment, and voluntary inpatient treatment for folks who want or need that.
Okay. And a lot of times in assessing someone who should be in jail, you have to balance the fact, well, is there a mental disorder? And are there people with mental disorders that should be in jail?
I don't believe that it's a place that ends up with good outcomes. So jail doesn't reduce recidivism. Jail doesn't result in mental health recovery. So my belief is that somebody who receives treatment is going to have a better outcome and going to be a better and more pro-social part of society. So jail can often catalyze more antisocial reactions in folks. And I believe that treatment and support and housing are the things that really create the opportunity for people to have a good relationship with their community and to reduce harm overall. And of course, there are people who are in situations that really need support and possibly need to be in a residential setting. I just think that the best residential setting for folks is one where people are there who are mental health professionals and who are aiming to help this person heal rather than in a more punitive setting like a jail.
Right. Now, you worked with the ACLU and you devoted over 400 hours of pro bono work. What kind of injustices were the most common that you saw or you dealt with?
I mean, one of the first things that I saw was a family whose son was in the jail and was suffering from mental health issues and had a lot of unmet mental health needs. And they essentially lost contact with him because his mental health needs resulted in very, very strict restrictions in the jail, including not being able to call home. And I visited him several times. At the time, we were taking information about conditions. So we were monitoring conditions in the jail, and I met him, and he had not been able to get a mental health visit. And because of that, he was really having escalating altercations or interactions with guards in the jail and really, really suffering. He also needed a medical diet that he didn't have yet. And I knew I wanted to do something for him. We ended up writing a demand letter on his behalf. And the next time I went to see him, you know, you could see the dark circles were lifted from his eyes. It was the first time I saw him laughing. And I had been in contact with his mom, who, of course, was very concerned, and I got to go outside the jail and give her a call and tell her her son was doing a little bit better. And I think that's really the issue in jails. They're huge places. They're places that are mostly staffed by non-mental health professionals, and they are punitive settings. They're settings where control is paramount above necessarily treatment, and people slip through the cracks. It's really hard to get care when you're in a cell.
Okay. All right. Now, this question came up yesterday when I was talking to someone about having you on the show. Do we need, or is there a possibility of an actual mental health facility? And how would you envision a successful mental health facility to move someone, let's say, for instance, from jail into this facility as kind of a rest stop, a place to actually get the help? How would you envision success there?
Absolutely. I know that there are very long, I've mentioned there's long wait lists. So they are opening a campus for Be Well, that's under Mind OC, and it's very exciting to have new hospital beds for folks and hopefully new treatment professionals that are excited to be meeting people and meeting their needs. But I believe there are 90 beds in the Be Well campus as opposed to the over 2,000 beds that they're building in the Music Jail. I think the most important thing probably right now is to have crisis response teams that are not law enforcement. And when they come to a crisis call, they're able to assess the person's mental health needs rather than looking at it from a law enforcement perspective of have there been any laws violated. looking at it from a mental health perspective of what does this person need, what do the other people present need, and being able to bring that person to a hospital campus instead of ever bringing them to jail, which ultimately results in much better outcomes and healing for that person.
Okay. What kind of luck have you had convincing the Orange County Board of Supervisors to spend money, more money on mental health? And what kind of luck can we have, do you think, with the board that we have currently?
It's a great question. I know that there are members of the board that are really interested. Andrew Doe is really interested in mental health and has been a big proponent of BUL. And we have a new member of our Board of Supervisors, Foley, so we don't know yet what position will be on the jail exactly. But I think that everybody wants to solve the same problem. We all know that there is an issue with unmet mental health needs in the community, and we all want the community to be healthier and stronger and safer. And I think that we can achieve both public safety goals and community health goals by investing much more heavily in our community and divesting somewhat from the law enforcement approach, which I don't feel is always the appropriate approach to the needs in the community.
Right. And I want to just say right there at this spot, I just want to bookmark this and go, you're not talking defund the police, which is the political bark of a different side. What you're talking about is just reallocation of some of those same funds.
Right. I think our budget is not balanced, and an unbalanced budget results in an unbalanced and unjust outcome. Right. So we have been spending an enormous amount more. Even recently, the county spent more CARES Act funding on law enforcement than on healthcare workers. I think that, you know, it's the primary concern is not about a particular phrase or way of looking at it as much as it is about ensuring that when we have hundreds of millions of dollars going to something, it's going to our community.
Okay. Sarah Kahn, where can our listeners find more information? Where can they find you?
I will be giving a presentation tomorrow at 7 p.m. for the Laguna Beach Democratic Club, and you can register at the lbdems.com.
All right. That is Sarah Kahn. I can't thank you enough for being on the program this morning. Thank you for explaining our system of incarceration here in Orange County. And we look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Sarah, you have a great day as well. Thank you. It's 8:14 on the Mornings with Ed Show.